Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program, Channel Panel. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. And on our program tonight, we have our host and channel, Dr. Catherine May. And joining us tonight are Mother Source, Sananda, and Archangel Michael, bringing us news of the phenomenal changes taking place in the Temple of Light and around the world, and news of what to look for in the coming days. Very exciting. This is Meg, your co-host, calling in from Georgia, and Catherine and the team are calling in from her home in New York. Good evening, Catherine.
Hi.
How are you? Oh. And how are you tonight?
Oh, just fine. It's really exciting. We have lots to talk about tonight. So I'm just setting everything up here. There we go. So where do we start? I said, I went, okay, who wants to talk first? And they went, everyone. We all do.
Plays, everyone.
Nanda said he'll be master of ceremonies. So he'll introduce who's going to talk. So for the people who are new, let's tell them who we are. I'm Catherine, and Catherine May, and this is my co-host, Meg Davis. And I'll tell you our internet information. My website is whoneedslight.org, which is named after the book, Who Needs Light. And Meg is wisdomwithin-megdavis.
Mm-hmm.
So on my website, we have transcriptions of some of these shows. We have messages going way back, and we have some translations that we're trying to get caught up on. And Meg's Facebook page is what I just said, Wisdom Within, hyphen Meg Davis, Facebook. And you can find fabulous information there about nutrition. She's also an acupuncturist. She's our in-house expert in Chinese medicine and all kinds of things having to do with health. So I recommend that you go and check out her website. And she's just a wonderful resource. And she has there the guide called Eating for Ascension, which I just
actually
love.
You know, I need to fess up. It was coined by Christine. So I give her coining credit for the Eating for Ascension name and beautiful help with Ellie and Christine and I all working together. But I always like to give her credit for that fun twist of words that is so fun.
Yeah.
And we've got a fun group right now who on the Facebook page are doing a 30-day smoothie challenge, which is really fun. And Eleonora first posted the challenge, and my brother does a green smoothie every morning, and I went, I'm going to do this. So we've got a group of people that are doing green smoothies in the morning along with their regular food on the Eating for Ascension guide. And we're all posting our recipes and pictures of the smoothie, and it's just fun. So if you'd like to join us in some recipes, we're posting them every day and just giving a big shot of energy to ourselves in the morning and thanking Mother Earth for her beautiful abundance. So it's a fun group to join.
Sorry, I just took a moment out here because my fireplace just did something strange, but I guess it's all right. Oh, here.
And
Christine is feeling better. She's here.
She wants to talk.
Hey, Meg.
Well, hey, Christine.
Sananda is here, and he would like us to begin the surprise now. He has an announcement to make. And
wonderful.
Yes, he says first, do we still have our other buddy on the line ready to come on so that we can...
Ready to go.
Okay, we're going to... We're going to join here with the family. And I don't think everyone knows, so go ahead, Meg, and break the news worldwide what's going on right this minute.
Okay, wonderful. We're being your sneaky little lovers over here. Well, today is Catherine's birthday, and we have been celebrating with all of our family, sending I love yous to her all day, and now it's time to go worldwide, actually multiverse-wide. So we've got all of you listening. We've got Eleonora on the line. We've got all of you. We've got Christine's in charge of the angelic choir. We've got the Jumbotron with all of the ascended masters and all of us around the universe who are ready to sing a beautiful happy birthday to our beloved, beloved Catherine. So if you'll indulge us, Catherine, we would love to celebrate you right now.
And Sananda has something to say right before we sing, because he's going to set. He is the master of ceremonies, after all, and he's going to set this whole thing up.
Excellent.
Okay, Sananda's here, and he says, "My darling beloved, we are indeed all gathered far and wide to celebrate you in this moment. Across the galaxies, truly in the multiverse, we are focused on you. What you have done just this very week to further the peace and healing of not only this project, but everyone everywhere recovering from what we took on as an experience of what we've called darkness, will someday be known by all. For now, your adoring family knows, and the entire company of heaven spread far and wide. So we are going to join in singing happy birthday to you, along with your precious Earth family, who is our family too, of course. At the end, we will take a quiet 10 seconds, which our dear Meg will clock off for us. This 10 seconds is devoted to you, Catherine, across the multiverse, with Mother, Father, all of us here shining. We are going to shine the light of truth, because that is what you represent in each and every one of our hearts. We will shine truth with all our might together for 10 seconds to celebrate you. So we'll sing. Meg will count us off to begin the 10 seconds. And multiverse-wide, we will celebrate our Catherine. I love you, my darling. Take it away, Meg.
Thank you, Sananda. So, shall we? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Catherine. Happy birthday to you. Wow, that was more like a happy birthday round. And now we begin our beautiful 10 seconds of sending truth to our beloved Catherine. And we begin.
Oh, wow.
Lovely. From around the world, we celebrate Catherine. From around the galaxies and the universe, she is held dear in our hearts. My mother, father, the company of heaven, her beloved Sananda, and your earth family, we do adore you in more ways than we can count. We love you, Catherine.
We love you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm speechless.
And that's just fine.
Well, now the entire multiverse is listening. What would you like to say? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
That's lovely.
Sweet.
Well.
Thank you.
Yes, there just aren't words for all both sides of the realms to celebrate you, Catherine. You are so dear to us, and we thank you for your loving service and your just tireless expressions of love and truth for all of us. And we celebrate you in every way. And this is just one day in the many that we get to say an extra special thank you. And of course, it has to happen on your show. How synchronistic is that? So just enjoy and celebrate and just feel the love we all are sending you. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you all so much. Honestly, I have never had such a birthday. Never have. I mean, I haven't celebrated much in recent years. You know, after a while, you don't celebrate so much. But wow, what a birthday this is. Good heavens.
Yes.
Oh, my. Thank you so much, all of you.
And thank you, Ellie. I just put you on mute, but thank you for your voice, too. Yes.
Huh. Now I'm supposed to channel, huh? Christine was doing a real good job. Maybe I should turn it off. No. Okay. All right. I guess I'm going to be channeling tonight.
Yes, and you don't have to do anything. You can just hand it over to Sananda, and he is ready to start emceeing. So whenever you want, he's ready.
Right. Okay. I'll do that. Okay. Let me just check and make sure we're all on here. Yes. Okay. We also have a conference call line, and I'm recording on that, too. So for people who want to call in on their telephone and listen to the show, they can do that. And we have that posted on our Facebook page, Who Needs Light. So, and I'll, from time to time, I'll also announce that number. Okay, let's see. Yep, Sananda says he's here. He'll do the honors of starting off the show and keep track of who's going to come.
Very good. All right, so we'll just give you a second to get a sip of water and connect to our beloved brother Sananda and look forward to a wonderful show.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for that, for doing that, Christine, and letting me send my message. It would have been rather awkward, don't you think, if I'd asked Catherine to channel me saying happy birthday to her. But we've done more awkward things than that. Oh, they have been so funny today. Okay, and Archangel Michael is coming later. He has a few things you might like to hear, too. All right, let's see. We have so much to talk about. Some very fascinating things have happened in the Temple of Light. Where do we begin? Well, there are many things, of course, ongoing in the Temple of Light. Our doors are wide open. We accept everyone who wants to come. Several people have written to Catherine and said, how do I get to the Temple of Light? Well, beloved ones, it's very simple. Do your meditation. Ask your guides, your helpers, your higher self to come with you to the temple. And you will see it in your mind's eye. The great steps that lead up to the huge door. Inside, there is a huge room that holds thousands and thousands of people. And we have other rooms as well for healings, for special occasions, for any kind of special conferences, groups of people who would like to come together. So anyone who wants to come to the Temple of Light is welcome. We sometimes have people who volunteer to come and help. And there are others who simply ask. They've been having a hard time. They're struggling with negative feelings, or they can't seem to balance and get steady. By all means, come. All of you, anyone who wants to come, even if you've had a hard day, come to the temple. Let us bathe you in beautiful golden light and help you to feel better. Especially these days, you know, the energies on the planet are changing so much, so fast. You've been feeling it, haven't you? Today, yesterday, there have been huge blasts of energy coming from the great central sun, and also from the sun in your solar system. So there's quite a lot going on in your atmosphere energetically. Also, our dear Mother Earth is making adjustments, is working hard to remain stable and to cleanse and remove the toxins. I want to ask all of you, if you would take a moment just now, while you're listening, take a moment to feel the love in your heart for nature, for the beautiful, the trees, the grasses, the flowers that are blooming. Take a moment and send that love directly down into the center of your planet. Beloved Terra, she needs help. It is a difficult task to try to cleanse and release the toxins that are being produced in such enormous amounts. The galactics are helping. Terra is working hard. But you can imagine it's quite a task to keep up with what's being produced. So we're all working hard on those kinds of things. There are other enormous things happening in the world. You know, most of you, that Iraq is doing wonderful things. Their government is steady and stable. They're working through passing laws, working through the banking systems to do their revaluation of currencies, and it is well underway. People are getting their smart cards. They're doing their payouts for people who have worked for the government by way of credit cards, and those have been distributed. They are little by little throughout the country being funded at a very high rate. So, of course, they have to announce this publicly very soon. Otherwise, everyone's going to be flying to Iraq to trade in their currency. So they know that they have to very soon make the announcement public. There have been some holdups, but I want to reassure you. Well, first I'll tell you a secret. We had really hoped that we were going to make the announcement tonight on the show because it was Catherine's birthday. We wanted to say we had a present for her, and it is a public announcement that the RV has gone through. Well, it's almost there. We can't make it public yet. But there are a number of things that are happening that you are going to be so pleased with. We're making great progress on Nasara. Those of you who don't know what Nasara is, you can look it up. N-E-S-A-R-A. There are some very good sites where you can learn about the new changes in governance, in institutions and systems that will restore the United States first, and then many other countries around the world, to a constitution that is true, rather than the system that's now in place, which is that the United States is a corporation, like many other countries around the world. It's not just in the United States that this happened. So when these countries are restored to being the legitimate governments that they were intended to be, things are going to change tremendously. And that's already in process. It's practically completed. So that when the funds are released, you don't have to worry about them being stolen by the old system that was in place, which was so convenient for the ones we've called the cabal. It was a very lovely system for them. They could just funnel money into their own accounts anytime they wanted, and the money would just disappear. You probably remember that on September 10th, 2001, Rumsfeld, who was the defense secretary at the time, announced blithely that trillions of dollars had gone missing from the Pentagon. Well, of course, on September 11th, the systems, the computers that carried the information about where this money might be traced, just happened to be destroyed. That is not ever going to happen again. First of all, there is not going to be trillions and trillions of money spent on war. Those days are over. To keep things orderly, it's not going to be permitted that thousands of and millions of people whose lives depend on the military expenditures, they will not just simply all be put out of work. It will be phased out. And as it's phased out, the world will be changing in such delightful ways that there will be no need for the military. There will be no need for weapons. It's coming. Beloved friends, it is coming. I know you've been impatient because you've heard about these things for years, and you've been looking forward to the paradise on earth that we've described. But of course, it's by describing it that you envision it. And the more you envision it, the closer it comes. So we encourage you, continue to do your wonderful work on the ground, bringing light and love to all those around you. It is the light workers on the ground who are creating this change. Of course, there are always people who aren't aware and haven't awakened yet. And they're the naysayers and the grouches, you might say, who say things like, well, why doesn't God just fix it? Well, dear friends, that is not the kind of God that we are familiar with, is it? We have free will. We are given tremendous responsibility and tremendous latitude in what we agree to, what we contract for. And I like to say this every week when we talk, especially for new people. Whatever your lives are like now, most of it you agreed to before you came here. There may be a few things that were not contracted for exactly as they happen. Of course, there are some, what can we call it, some serendipitous things that happen, sometimes brighter and more beautiful than you expected, sometimes more difficult, depending on whether someone decides to make it more difficult for you than you had originally intended. Nevertheless, most of it you already knew about before you came here. And of course, we often joke that, you know, when we're in the higher realms and we take on these ambitious projects, it always seems as though it's going to be easier than it is once you get here. And we tend to forget that between lives. But nevertheless, you did know what it was like before you came. It's the cumulative feelings of negativity and darkness that have become so oppressive for all of you, just in the last 20 or 30 years. It's gotten much worse. The negativity on the airwaves, the television programming, the news shows, everything about it is just depressing and terrible. And much of it is not even true. The news I'm speaking of course. We're rather disappointed that the news programming has continued to deteriorate, even on the channels that are supposed to be the more open and truthful ones. There's a tremendous amount of writing out any news stories that might actually point to some kind of culpability, some kind of information that might create a feeling in people that, oh, these people are criminals and they probably should be brought to justice. When it is someone who is in great power, one of the dark members of Congress or the secret government, of which most people know very little, they're not the ones you've elected. It doesn't make any sense for you to be, well, I'm not saying you, of course. You're light workers, so you generally don't speak this way, but for people to be saying, government is too big and we hate our government, it's to blame for everything. Well, dear ones, the government you elected has very little to do with the real problems. The real problems are mostly run by people who live underground or who are in the shadows, the ones who skim off the trillions of dollars and use it for their own benefit, and who also use it to create war. Of course, some of it filters into your into your government systems, because there are any number of people who have supposedly been elected who either stole the office that they're in by using the software systems of these new voting machines and so on, or who simply strong-armed their way or bought their way in. So there are some who are the puppets of the secret government who have gotten into your elected offices, but they are not generally the ones who are in charge. The ones who are in charge of the programs that are truly destructive are very hidden and very much in the background. Those are the ones that we have been tracking down, that we've been bringing to justice. Now, I say we. There are brave, courageous boots on the ground who, of course, cannot be named. Some of them you've seen as whistleblowers and courageous people who speak out. Mostly, you don't know their names. Mostly, they're working at desks, in offices, in companies around the world where they are quietly and very effectively changing everything. It won't be long before you're able to know who those valiant and wonderful light workers really are. I don't want you to think that just because someone works in a bank means that they're a bankster. It's very important not to tar everyone with the same brush, as you say, because there are so many now, so many of you doing glorious work. We could not accomplish this, as we've told you. There are many of the things that our boots on the ground are doing that we cannot do. And here we are on this phone call. I couldn't be talking to you if it weren't for our boots on the ground who are organizing this call and channeling for you and writing up the things that we talk about here and transcribing them and working so hard day and night to make this information available to you. We thank them all. What a beautiful team. We are all truly blessed. Catherine is agreeing with me about this. She feels very blessed to have such wonderful friends and helpers and loved ones. And this family that we have created, these calls every week, the messages we send out, all of you feel so close to us. We feel your energy on the calls. We feel your energy when you read the messages. And so many of you call on me. You feel my presence, don't you, when I respond? It's delightful to us. More and more people are really trying to make contact with us. It is absolutely thrilling. We've waited, you know, sometimes thousands of years to be able to really make contact with you. Things are truly changing. The veil is lifting. And if you're very tuned in and very sensitive to your environment, you can feel it. Everything is getting brighter. The colors are brighter. The air is clear. Yes, the galactics are working very hard to get rid of the chemtrails. You'll see they're fewer and fewer, and soon they will be completely gone. I wanted to tell you briefly about the symptoms you might be feeling. because of the energies and how they're rising, you'll be feeling a number of things. Some of you may feel it earlier, some later, but some of the symptoms are different. There is the ascension headache. You will be feeling some very strange things, some of you, in your brain, and eventually all of you will be feeling these things. Because as these energies rise, your teams are working with you to help your bodies to evolve. Your DNA is changing. And we'll get to that soon. I think Mother wants to talk with you about that. Something profound and very important has happened this week, having to do with the change in your DNA. So the changes are happening in your brain and in your bodies. You will feel the energy around your heart. And as your bodies are changing, you may be feeling some aches and pains, sometimes a pain down a nerve or aching in your muscles in places that you may never have had aches and pains before. So don't worry, you're not suddenly developing arthritis or some terrible disease. It's just aches and pains. And that has to do with the upgrades that you're getting in your body, in the tissues, in the bones, in your nervous system. It's very exciting. And as I'm speaking, I feel Catherine's body, and I can feel in her spine she's getting an upgrade that will affect her nervous system. So you might feel this. Those of you who are maybe not quite prepared yet are possibly going to feel jumpy or a bit irritated in your nervous system. Don't worry. It will pass. Do your meditations. Reach higher. And as you meditate and raise your consciousness and raise the vibration in your body will find it much easier to adapt. So we'll keep you informed about those things. Not to worry. It's really a wonderful thing. You will find new abilities coming online. As I said, so many more are talking with us, but you'll see your psychic abilities are growing by the day, aren't they? Don't be discouraged if you haven't yet been able to talk with your higher self. Some people think that you should be able to carry on a conversation the way we are. It doesn't quite work that way. You will hear first, perhaps music. Perhaps you'll get an image that will pop into your mind. Well, that's how you can tell that you're getting a message, because think about it. The way the human mind works, you generally think of things sequentially. And when you have an idea, thought process, you can trace it. You can say, oh, yes, I was thinking about this, and then it led to that, and then I took it to another place, and you can trace your thinking process. When you have an idea that just pops into your head, or a song that you haven't heard for a long time and you weren't thinking about, just pops into your mind, that's a message. We like to use music because music crosses the dimensions. It's very easy for us to send you a song. So be listening. Be listening, everyone. Ask your higher self or your twin flame to send you some music. It's a very delightful way to communicate. And if you do hear a song playing suddenly, listen very carefully to the words. And if you don't know the words, it's very easy to look up on the internet. So I hope by next week, there are many of you who are going to want to call in and say, I've been hearing this music, and what on earth does this mean? Well, it means you're talking with your higher self and your twin flame. So I encourage all of you to do that. Now, two amazing and wonderful things have happened in the Temple of Light. Our family on the ground has been working hard. And I'm going to leave it up to Mother to describe what those things are and how they're going to affect you. So she's here, and you'll feel her love coming right through the energy on this call. It is our beloved Mother, the one you sometimes call Source. She's here to talk with us. And if it's all right with Catherine, I'm just going to pass the talking stick to Mother and let her continue. Perhaps you'd like to say hello to her, though, Meg. I know you like to come and speak with Mother for a moment.
Yes, Ananda, I'm here.
Thank you, Meg. And namaste, everyone.
Namaste, Sananda. Thank you so much. And we'll just give Catherine a second to tune in to our beloved Mother and welcome her, although you're always with us. But it's fun to be able to say welcome.
Thank you, dear. Yes.
Hi, welcome.
Yes, this is Mother. Hello, dear Meg. It is lovely to hear you do the opening welcome for me. I always enjoy that. So, what a week this is. I know you're all curious. I love the way Sananda makes his introductions. He always gets everybody on the edge of their chair to find out what's coming next. Well, I'm going to try to describe to you how these events came about and what the effects are. The beloved family here in the Temple of Light speak with us constantly, of course. They work every day in the Temple of Light. They're constantly, what you might call, pushing the envelope. They constantly ask what the next project is. Who needs to come to the light now? And they are constantly being contacted. Because, of course, we send people to them. And so each day, some new project emerges, some new challenge. Everyone is working so hard now. And those who come to the Temple of Light often have suffered hundreds or thousands of lifetimes, especially those who were recycling, who have been the incarnates of, say, the fallen sisters and brothers. These are the ones who bore the brunt of the fall. They were the incarnated beings who lived through the day-to-day torment and torture. And now, with the energies rising, many of them are breaking free. It is a miraculous act of courage If you have suffered for thousands of years in the lower dimensions without having come to do your reviews and to be comforted and to be restored with us in higher dimensions, it takes a miraculous act of will for those beings to break free and to declare that they wish to come to the Temple of Light. Just that alone is a miraculous thing when you consider how they have been truly brainwashed over centuries to not believe that there is such a thing as light, much less the Temple of Light, to not believe that there is a mother or a father God who will welcome them. They've been taught with the most effective mind control techniques that there is no such thing as joy, that there is no such thing as true light and love and forgiveness. They're taught about punishment, trauma, and pain. And many are so frightened it's very hard for them to even begin to think about coming to the light, because of course they simply expect to be punished. It is always a moment of enormous relief and even feelings that this is miraculous, that it's possible for one to turn on a dime, to go to the light, and to be renewed. I know some people say, oh, well, if someone has done such terrible things, how could they possibly, they should be punished. They shouldn't be given all these privileges. Oh, my dear ones, you have no idea what you're saying. It is not a privilege to come to the light. It is your birthright. All of you have had that privilege, that birthright, when you come to us between lifetimes. It is a wonderful time to restore yourselves, to learn about everything that happened during your last lifetime. You're with your guides, with your friends and family, people who have loved you for millions of years, many of you. That is your birthright. It is only those who have been imprisoned, who don't have that privilege, who haven't had that experience for hundreds and thousands of lifetimes. So allowing them the simple right to do what you have always done is not special treatment. It's what everyone should have been allowed. Now, I know Catherine doesn't like it when we talk about her. But at the moment, Christine is not feeling so well, so we can't ask her to do the channeling. So I'm going to simply tell you what Catherine did this week. First, as you know, she has often complained to us at very strategic moments. Her timing is very good, I must say. At strategic moments, she has come to speak with us. And she has said, Mother and Father, this is just not working. There is a program in place that has made it impossible for those of us who are working under these conditions to get out, because the program that is in place, the way our DNA, I'm generally quoting what Catherine brought to us earlier this week. She, of course, has worked with many people over the years, and she sees the patterns. She sees people coming out of the darkness, coming right up to the point where they are able to feel whole again, and then they slip back. She came to us and she said, there is something wrong in our DNA, that it is so difficult for people to make the final shift. They get to the point where they're there. They do the visual centering. They get a grip on themselves. And then suddenly they faint. They seem to go into a real tailspin. And then it takes them hours or days or months to climb back to the place where they had just been. She said, there is something wrong. And in working with one of her beautiful clients, she saw this happen over and over again. She realized that there was a vivid example of what was so familiar. She called in the other family members. They gathered around. And as they were working, Catherine and Christine alternately saw the vivid images in their mind of what the problem was. They saw that the young woman who was working carried the key. Now, we did write about this, but I'm going to describe it to you. She carried the key that allows one in a human body to see reality, to see clearly what is. And this is one who had carried that key and was not able yet to express it until it was revealed. And when that happened, she knew immediately that this was true. And at the same time, the two young women who were here joined with her. And together, they declared freedom from this DNA shift that had been engineered thousands of years ago. And so now, as the three of them agreed and created the shift, Catherine then asked that this be done on behalf of all humankind. And so it was granted. Father and I have declared that humankind, all of you, are now freed from this change that was done in your DNA at the, well, how shall we describe it? By the manipulations of the dark ones, who had convinced humankind that this would be a beneficial shift. And so the DNA strand that carries the ability to view clearly what's going on around you and to see the true meaning of it in depth. This includes of course, emotional information, you are going to see, all of you, especially those of you on the call, are going to be very aware of something changing. You will look at people you thought you have known for a long time, and you will be seeing deeply into them, into their hearts, into their minds. You will see what's behind what you've always seen before. For some, you will see, my goodness, that person has such a warm heart. I never really realized it because they were quiet or shy or I didn't have a lot of contact with them, but now I see something warm and inviting about that person. It can be anyone. It might be the assistant in your dentist's office or the person who's checking out your groceries, someone who comes to repair something in your house. You will be surprised to see a kindness or a gentleness that you hadn't observed before. And the same may happen with people that you have given great allowance to because maybe they were annoying in your life or maybe they've been destructive and you didn't want to think it was still continuing. You will look at them and you'll see where the darkness is in them. You'll see how that darkness fits with the way they behave. This will allow you to protect yourself better. It will also allow you to know who needs your help and who may be beyond your help, who might be beyond your help. We're not suggesting that you take on every dark person you see, because you will be seeing in much greater depth. And of course, everyone is being helped now. Everyone is feeling the energies. But do not be unreasonable in your expectations. And do not overreach. Those of you who are light workers, don't feel that just because you see more clearly now, that it means you are required to do something about it. Just be, well, people use the word discerning. Until we have something better, that might do. But let's just say, be clear and enjoy it. And as you go through your days and you become more used to this power of vision, you will learn how you will be able to use it more effectively. Just enjoy it, dear ones, for it is the way you were intended to be, the way you were originally created. This was a contract that was in place for thousands and thousands of years, and now you are free. So this, along with the upgrades to your bodies and other parts of your brain, you might feel a little disoriented, a little dizzy. Think of it as a good thing, for it means you are becoming stronger and brighter. You will be more sure. At first, it might be a little confusing, but once you get the hang of it, once you get the feeling of being so intelligent, you will delight in it. Now, of course, that wasn't the end of the wonderful things that happened, because once Catherine is on a roll, she sometimes begins to carry things further. And she comes to us and she questions us. Well, as the days passed this week, she began to question, the difficulties, the pain, the struggle that so many of you have lived with. And as her vision increases, she began to see what we see. She began to look around. There is darkness in other places in the universe. As she thought about it, she saw the company of heaven struggling, working with all of you on the ground, all of them dedicated, courageous. You have come to know these masters through these calls and messages and others, many of them being channeled so that you can get to know them. You know the story of how Sanat Kumara agreed to come to planet Earth to help, to try to raise it back up out of the darkness. You know how Sananda came, and so many others. You now know the story of how so many fell and never came back from the darkness. She looked at this landscape. So many losses. So much struggle. Millions of years of struggle. She looked at the company of heaven and she said, this darkness, this illusion that we've created, it's all of us. It's all of us. Every one of us has taken part in this. Yes, we agreed to it. But every one of us agreed to the idea that experiencing this darkness would make us stronger, would make us better, would teach us something that we wouldn't learn otherwise. We've all been involved in this, every one of us. We've agreed to lead destructive lives at times because we thought, well, that would help turn things around. We've agreed to test one another. We make these contracts before we come here. We're in the higher dimensions when we make that. We're no different from the company of heaven when we agree to these contracts to come here and live a lifetime together where one is pushing the other, or sometimes being loving, sometimes being destructive. Those are contracts. We've all been involved in it, every one of us. And she began to cry. She said, it's all of us. We've all done this. We all got so deep into it, we aren't even seeing where this all began and why. Why did we decide on this? Why did we agree to this? She went downstairs. She took Christine's hand and she said, it's us. We've done this. We've all done this. At first she saw it was all of these on the ground, everyone here. Then she said, it's all of our higher selves too. It's the company of heaven. And then she said, Mother, Father, why have we done this? Is there something in you where you encouraged us to do this? You've been a part of this. You've been a part of this all along. You were involved in this just as we were. Was there something that you needed to prove? Not just us. This is something that everyone in the entire universe, in the entire multiverse, has taken on. All of us, right up through the entire hierarchy, right up to those of us who stand beside you. Was this your need? Were you part of this plan to create darkness? To experience darkness. It's often been said that you created us in order to experience. Well, you must have helped us to create this darkness. And yes, yes, beloved Catherine, it is true. Father and I, consciously, yes, but knowingly, not really. Like you, we could not have known what the outcome would be. We are creators. We have created many things. And along the way, we often did not know the way energies interact, react to one another. We didn't always know what the outcome would be. Such was the case with this. We have learned. And as Catherine pleaded with us, must we experience this pain? Must we experience these struggles? Is this what you really wanted for us? And we tell you, no, it was not. Were we reckless? We must look deeply within ourselves. We didn't feel that it was that. But when we look through your eyes, through her eyes, we see. We will not ever again ask our children to experience the kind of thing that you volunteered to do here on earth. We gave you free will. We thought, well, if they decide to do this themselves, even while they're here in the higher dimensions and they can see what the difficulties will be, if they're deciding to do this of their own free will, well, perhaps it's all right then. But of course, the will of the parents are always felt by the children. We do love you. We love you deeply. Within our hearts, we carry the image, the sense of each one of you. We We have created things for you that were terribly painful. And now as we complete this project, this fall and rise again of planet Earth and her beloved humans, when we see how many have struggled, how many turned away from the light, and because of it, suffered terrible pain for eon after eon. Would we say it was a mistake? I don't know. Will we look back with regret? It probably won't be that, because all of you now are turning to the light. You're healing. You are repairing the damage in yourselves and others. You are endlessly creative and courageous. We did do this together. It's true. It was all of us, including us, your mother and father. We have each taken part in this. And I will tell you the next chapter of the story. Two women called to contact Catherine. And as we sometimes do, we managed to get the call through and encouraged Catherine to allow them to come for a session. And there, a wondrous thing happened. Again, one of the women who came was seen to be carrying the key. It is impossible for me to describe to you in a few sentences what they saw, what Catherine and Christine witnessed, and what they were able to accomplish. The woman who came to carry the key to this issue of darkness and how to free yourselves was one who was what you have called a soul group, a soul experiment. She has her own soul, but there were let me describe it to you this way. She lived a lifetime, her past life, in which both father and I incarnated with her. And we lived out the struggle that you are now witnessing. I took the position in that lifetime, as one who would be a victim. Father took the position of one who would be a slave master. And we incarnated with her so that her soul experienced both simultaneous incarnations in which she was both the slave master, and the slave. She then experienced what so many of you have come to understand. She literally beat herself. She experienced being both the predator and the prey. One soul divided against herself. And you see, we did this because we knew that we must experience it ourselves. For we could not ask you to live through things that we have not done. And she was one who carried this key. When she was able to extract herself, her own soul, from the experiences of past lives that were so painful, when she was able to restore herself as a whole, one soul in one healthy body, she freed all of you. So with Catherine's work and Christine's work as well, they were able to help her and to declare freedom from this terrible experience of self-hatred that has been the key to the suffering on planet Earth. This expression, doubt, impatience, disdain for yourselves, judgment, oh, that's the worst. Being judgmental about yourself is the most destructive and the most painful experience there is. It is the cause for depression. It is the cause for anxiety. It is the cause for most of the suffering on planet Earth. And now, beloved ones, because of our awareness of how we had taken part in all of this and how in some ways it made it harder for you that we were willing to participate. Oh, and there's a little dog here who wishes to give me kisses. Thank you. This is the little master who helps everyone who comes here. He is a lovely, healing dog who understands his mission profoundly. And he has helped this week. And so he wanted to express his love to me as I was feeling so deeply my love for all of you. We have not only granted these things to you, you have demanded them. And we see you growing. And of course, we thank our beloved Catherine, for she speaks for all of you. She feels what you need. She feels your desire, your will to reach higher, to be done with this. And yes, we will never again encourage our children to take part in anything so dangerous. So dangerous that our beloved children have been attacked by weapons that nearly destroyed their souls. And many who died in attacks with these hideous weapons that can destroy a higher self, what you call the higher self, and can disrupt the soul that lives within the body. It is a despicable thing. It is beyond anything we anticipated. And it is time that this be finished. You have asked for it. Our hearts have ached for you. Of course, we could not go against our agreement with you about free will. It would be unthinkable. But fortunately, many of you have awakened and have demanded what is your simple right, your birthright, to live out a life without the fear that you could be destroyed. And I don't mean just a body's death. You were prepared for that when you came here. But the kinds of wars and the kinds of weapons that have been developed are unspeakable. And we have put out the announcement. Many of you heard it last week. Anyone who plans, they don't have to carry it out. Anyone who takes part in planning an attack on anyone of our children, animals, insects, anyone who plans an attack with these soul-disrupting weapons will be immediately dissolved. The other weapons, the conventional weapons that you still suffer with, those two are being phased out. We must give time to some of our beloved ones who have contracted for lifetimes involving sacrifice or willing participation in something that is physically dangerous, if they are still wanting to carry out those contracts, that will be permitted. But you see how quickly things are winding down. Well, you probably can't see it if you listen to your media, but I tell you, the stories they're bringing through about the group you call ISIS, they are not true. They are not taking over the world. They're run by a handful. There's not much more left of the cabal, those you call the cabal. Many of them have already come to the light. Their numbers are dwindling. Many of the higher selves have already come. Those who are left are the incarnated souls who have suffered so much damage. We are working day and night. They have teams of angels working with them. We want to give them a chance to come to the light, and many of them are doing so. The work that is going on in the temple now here on the ground with your team and in the higher dimensions is miraculous. It is a difficult process, but one that we hope will bring back so many of our beloved children who will come back to our arms and who will help. They will be strong light workers, the ones who are able to break free in this period, this time now, as the energies are rising, as the conditions on the planet are shifting, as the blessings come pouring forth. Oh yes, your lives will be different. And those who are able to raise their heads up and say, I know there's something better for me. I know I don't have to live this life as a criminal or someone who manipulates and connives and robs people of huge amounts of money or small amounts. They will be awakening. And as you, beloved light workers, raise your vibrations, invest in hope, invest in love, you bring this wonderful paradise that you've been promised. You help to bring it quicker and quicker every day. I hope you understand the things I've told you. I hope that we have taught you forgiveness. There is an old joke, you know. Teach your children forgiveness, because one day you'll need it. Perhaps Father and I will need it. Perhaps you will understand. Yes, we are different from you in some ways, but in many ways, you truly are made in our image. Together we grow. Together we have learned something none of us will ever forget. And that is, we must guide you at times. We must not have a contract that ties our hands so that we cannot catch you when you fall. We will never do this again. We will not allow you to write a contract with us that will bring you endless suffering. We understand that now, as we could not have before. This story had to play out to the end. And the end is going to be a glorious, glorious celebration. And I think you understand now that we have done everything we can, everything in our power, to help you complete this, to end the suffering, to start a new life, a new day, a new earth. You are wise. It's true. You have learned a great deal. You are revered across the multiverse for your courage, your daring. We all together will review, will think about this. It will be a story that's told throughout the multiverse from now on. It will be a story that will be discussed by every living being, perhaps debated, but certainly discussed. Would we do this again? I know that Father and I will not be eager to encourage you to do anything like this again. But of course, we do grant you your free will. We do grant you what you ask almost always. Perhaps we have all learned something about free will, about love, about staying together, supporting each other no matter what, and in the end, love really does conquer all. I love you without end. Together, we will lift planet Earth. There is such a wonderful time ahead for all of you, and we are filled with joy and tears of relief and gladness to see this all taking a tremendous turn for the light. We will celebrate together, just as we suffered together. And we will never forget. We love you beyond words. I speak for both Father and me. We love you. Namaste, our beloved ones. Namaste.
Namaste, Mother and Father.
Wow.
Namaste. Now it's my turn to be speechless.
Christine just handed me water. I'm going to take a moment.
First, I just want to thank Mother and Father for their mentoring us in transparency, for sharing. Their hearts were so close to us. Thank you, Catherine, for bringing them so close and for just letting us hear what they're feeling and thinking about our story. It means so much to us to be able to be that close, to feel them right beside us. She was in the room with me the whole time, just sharing. And it makes me remember about forgiveness and how she asked us a few weeks ago to really feel that and move beyond that to something that is something that just is, that we're all learned from, and we can all hold that right now as she brings her story forth because of your work together this week, which was so powerful.
Wow. I had no idea she was going to talk about these things.
Oh, my goodness.
I can truthfully say that it's going to take real vision, open-mindedness, courage for everyone who hears this to be able to hear it truly, to be able to hear what's really behind it. I felt the same thing you did. I felt like she was right here in the room with me. She was right here inside me.
Inside, yeah.
And I felt her powerful love. And I also felt this great expansive understanding that feels so far beyond what we're used to thinking. The ability to see it all, the big picture. She was showing me the universes, all the beings, what we've taken part in here, and all the other beings across the universes that are watching us in astonishment or wonder or disbelief or all the other huge feelings and thoughts. And I could feel her just willing us to understand, to be as all-encompassing in our thinking as she is. She wasn't feeling regret, and of course no shame or anything like that, but her heart was just reaching out to all of us. It was a kind of wanting to give us comfort, wanting to help us heal, wanting to move past this together so that we could all look back on it and really assess it, really understand what we did here and why, so that we can learn from it. I can't describe it, but I can say that it's a good thing we had this upgrade this week, because the truth strand that we had activated this week is absolutely necessary for people to understand what she was telling us.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is truly not the idea we had about God.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I can feel, it's way better than anything we thought about God.
I was just thinking the same thing, just way more, way more.
Yeah. And they are willing to do anything to help us, anything. And clearly they've incarnated here too. So they're not asking us to do anything they haven't done. And they truly, you know, people say, oh, they don't understand, they're way up there and they don't get how it feels here. Well, they do, because they've been here too. Wow. Well, Archangel Michael said he was going to come tonight too. He has some jokes sometimes. Maybe that would be fun. What do you think, Christine? Would you like to channel Archangel Michael? How are you feeling? She's still deep in her healing process here, but she's smiling. What do you feel left? It's been a long day. Oh. She said he just wants to say goodnight. Let him come through me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm always happy to talk to Archangel Michael, our our Michael. He's a real pleasure. So next time, maybe. Yeah. She will. She's very good at channeling Michael. And she's especially good at telling his jokes. I won't ask her to tonight. All right. So Michael's going to come and say goodnight, as she said. I'll bet he has something else to say besides just goodnight, though. I've never seen Michael that he didn't have something to say. Oh, I just made it hard for him. Oh, he's laughing. Okay. We've had a running joke this week. I have to tell a story about him. We've had this running joke this week. So as Christine's been going through this healing process, and he's here all the time, and he's always telling her jokes. So we were talking about the landings. Oh, we can't wait for the landings. And we said, I don't remember if it was Christine that asked this, what are you going to wear? When you come for the landings. And we both simultaneously saw him. First time we asked this, he came in a Superman suit. But instead of the S on his chest, he had like a big star that glittered. So then the next time, I asked him the next time, we were sitting around here joking, and said, okay, Michael's here, look, come on, tell us what you're really going to wear. So the next time he appeared in this enormous cape with glitter along the edges that, you know, light up like Christmas tree lights. It's blue. And then we said, well, how are you going to get wings under that? People expect you to have wings. And he produced this gigantic set of wings with sparkles in them. How's this? Now, all of this is just a prelude to, you know, they can appear any way they want to. So ask your favorite, you know, your higher self, your twin flame, what they'd like to wear, and you might have some surprises. So I doubt that he's actually going to appear in that when the landings happen, but who knows? Okay, I'm going to let him speak for himself. Okay, how's that for an introduction?
All right, Michael, okay. Come on in while we're laughing. It's the perfect chance.
Okay. Wait till you hear what I'm going to talk about, Catherine. Well, this is going to be a two-way conversation, Michael. All right. I'm going to step aside and let him come through, because I know it's been a very serious evening, and some very serious information came through. So let's see how. I mean, Michael's good at this kind of thing. He can help us sort of wrap this up, I think. Okay, Michael? Yes, dear. Okay, here's Michael. Well, beloved ones, yes, that was quite an introduction, wasn't it? Oh, you have had stunning conversation tonight, haven't you? All of us, you know. When Catherine asked these questions of Mother and Father, we were all stunned, too. I think flabbergasted was the word Sananda used. Of course, we all were, I guess you'd say we were all consciously aware of how we were all taking part in this together. But none of us had ever said to Mother and Father, how is this about you? When Catherine asked the question, we were all speechless. And of course we all said, why didn't we ask that question? Well, why didn't we? Maybe because we knew. But all of us have taken part in this. All of us have felt it together. And yet, none of us wanted to take that final step back and look at the whole picture. Not just our part. Because you see, we are like you in that way. All of us are willing to take responsibility for our own parts in things. Once you're a light worker, you've become very good at that. You take responsibility, you examine yourself, you think long and hard about how to make things better for yourself and for others. But we too are blessed by having felt these things from Mother and Father, having had them come forward to humbly show us how deeply they love us, how difficult this has been for them, not just for us. What a challenge it is to think through these deep and profound questions about what is free will? What does it mean to allow someone, your children, their freedom? How far does that go? How much freedom? What will the outcome be? How can we know? We have thought long and hard about all these things. We're grateful. And perhaps this incredible experiment that has been planet Earth, perhaps that was the purpose. Perhaps this is why we're here. To push, to soar, to create, yes, and to destroy, and then to see, to open our sights and really look, to see each other truthfully, openly, willingly, lovingly. To help each other heal. And to help each other express this intense and growing love that we have for each other. It has been, in many ways, a wondrous time. We've all been forged in the fire. Oh, we feel what you feel, yes. We have all incarnated here. We are not distant. A group up there in the sky looking down on you. Oh, no. We have all been there. We have all experienced what you experience. This is why we're here to help you. And this is why Mother and Father are so involved in what's happening here. The story is not yet ended. Of course, this kind of story never has an end, but there will be a new chapter. And there will be an epilogue that will go on forever. We will never forget this. But my heart grows every day with the great love that I feel for all of you, for our family. And I know others are feeling this as well. We can feel the oceans of love coming forth from you and from us to you as never before. And surrounding us, Mother and Father have created an endless ocean of love that touches every heart. We will triumph. We will fly. Was it worth it? This is a question that will be asked for eternity. Perhaps there is an answer. Perhaps there are individual answers. Perhaps we will know one day. For now, I am so grateful that we can laugh together, that we can plan the wonderful times ahead. And you know, we do live moment to moment as if there is no time. Of course, in the higher dimensions, there isn't. And yet, we're so close to you. We know your schedule. We live with you according to your schedule. And so we are so aware of what you feel, what you experience, what your hopes and dreams are, because they are our hopes and dreams as well. Every day we come closer. Every day you come closer to us. It is the blessing that we're all experiencing now. And yes, I did joke with Christine and Catherine about what I would wear. It is an ongoing joke for us, and it gives me great pleasure. I especially enjoy coming in my Michael Jackson outfits. Or my, well, they're fancier than anything that Elvis wore. Because, of course, we have materials that you can't even imagine yet. But you'll see. You'll be inventing things like we do. And I have an endless closet right next to my matador suit. I have the blue cape with the lights that twinkle all over it. And I look forward to many more. I'm showing Catherine. She's chuckling. I have a Robin Hood suit that I think would be very, very helpful during the RV process. I think that's what I'll wear. I may not need the bow and arrow, but it's a lovely suit nevertheless. So that's what you can expect to see me in next time. Oh, it's lovely talking with all of you. Thank you for coming to this historic call. And we will have many more, I'm sure. But it won't be long before you really will see me in my Robin Hood suit, I promise you. And so I wish you all a glorious evening, a glorious day, and a wonderful time tomorrow and the next day. You are truly going to be surprised. I send you all my big love and say namaste to all of you. I am the one you call Archangel Michael. Namaste, beloved ones. Namaste.
Namaste, Michael. Thank you so much.
He's waving
that
his Robin Hood hat. As he's going off into
say the hat.
Bus.
I can see the hat. And the shoes with the little curly cues.
The shoes. Oh,
I hope
okay.
He has the goatee. He has to have the goatee. It must go with it. So this is exciting. Now we get to listen for our song and look for an outfit. I like this kind of homework.
Oh, yes. That was a channeling lesson, actually. You don't know it, everybody here, but you just had a channeling lesson. So, okay, we're going to listen for our song. Here's one that I hear fairly frequently. When Sananda wants to talk to us, I hear the one that I'm about to play for everybody. As we say goodnight, we're not going to take any calls tonight because I don't know how we could possibly discuss what we were just told. I certainly don't know how to discuss it. And besides, I have some celebrating to do.
Woo-hoo, that's right.
So hopefully next time. All righty. What a night. My goodness. We packed a lot in tonight, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did. And the happiest of celebrations to you, dear Catherine, and the family
thank
there.
You.
We hug you and hug you from around the world. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. This is one I am never going to forget. Thanks, Meg, for everything.
Of course. Yes.
So long, everybody.
Look forward to seeing everybody next week, next Wednesday, and have a wonderful week till then. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
When the world must come together.